It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team.
Good morning, all you great dads out there in Jacksonville land. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, fastest 18 holes on golf radio. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro, golf Mensa caddy Mike Correo. Oh, man, wait a minute, folks.
Good morning. I want to include...
Here we go. Oh, I'm starting Father's Day early.
It's too early to pop those tops.
Too early to pop tops. I don't care if it's Monster Energy.
And Leslie Fisher, LPGA, welcome. Agent Gibbs on the box, driving us down the fairway.
Good morning.
Wow, it's U.S. Open week.
Yeah, the fairways are 60 yards wide
this
week. They're
only 60 yards wide.
So no problem for Agent
That's
Gibbs.
Right. And if none of us four can hit them, we're going home.
If you can't hit a 60-yard fairway, that's wider than the Windsor Park driving range.
Yeah, and the golf gods are up there. Just keep saying that, Rory. Just keep saying it, Rory.
Yeah. And where was he all day, number one?
He was in the fescue.
In the weeds.
Whoops.
Wow. We are the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. We are your golf team every Saturday morning, 10 to 11 live, 1010 XL AM, 92.5 FM. We are brought to you by World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum and Ping Golf. Play your best. And, of course, we're going to have a special guest. He's already on the line. We got a lot to talk about today. Edwin Watts Golf is home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction
100%.
Guarantee. That's right. Mm-hmm. So stop in your local shops, so Orange Park and Wells Road, Ponte Vedra Beach, A1A, and Butler, and Chad Road and Fields, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall for the Superstore. In Jacksonville, Southside.
What you usually find out by 90 days, Tom, is that investment is paid for itself. So usually by the time 3 months rolls around, you've taken a few bucks off your playing partners.
Did you know at the World Golf Hall of Fame?
Fit.
Complimentary admission for all dads and their immediate families.
Yes. Okay. All day this weekend or just Sunday?
I think it's been kind of going on
most of the week.
I think it's Sunday for sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Father's Day for sure. Enjoy. And Dr. Tony will validate the information and correct any incorrect information I pass on to you. Enjoy a complimentary round of the Hall of Fame's 18-hole natural grass putting green and take a swing on the challenge hole, which, by the way, if you are the – I still don't have the name yet, but I'll be getting it. If you are the closest to the pin for the quarter, that's 3 months of the year, for each quarter, Edwin Watts Golf will give you – present you with a $150 gift card.
I can think of a lot of things I could do with a $150 gift card.
So there's some really cool, great Father's Day gifts available at the World Golf Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the World Golf Hall of Fame, we've got him online, Dr. Tony Parker. Welcome. Happy Father's Day.
With you. Yeah, it's a good day. It's a good U.S. Open weekend, and Father's Day tomorrow, Sunday. Fathers and families are free entry. So, yep, you're right.
Awesome, man. Dr. Parker, you going to be with us for the show, the duration?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about the Open. It's big stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
Awesome. Well, we have a lot going on. I had to take a sip of my pop top. Believe me, it's not alcoholic, folks. Don't worry. I haven't started yet. Got the grill going tomorrow. But stop by your local and watch. We have tons and tons and tons of specials for Father's Day. You know, get dad, stop in, see what dad needs or would like or wants. I've seen all three coming in the doors this week. Likes, needs, or wants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For Father's Day, what they need for their golf game, apparel, rain gear, electronic devices are popular, laser range finders, GPS.
Because if you don't know that person's game necessarily, they're definitely still going to need a laser rangefinder.
Mm-hmm. And golf balls. Golf balls are a go-to for Father's Day.
Excellent point, Leslie.
Grab that and a hat, and you are good to go.
You're good to go.
That, a hat, and maybe a gift card, and your dad is set.
Pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
But at your local Edwin Watts Golf, we have everything A to Z basically on sale, and we just launched today at the Southside store at Shad Road and Phillips. We have 10:30 to 3:30. We have the launch of the new Epic Irons. So stop in, check them out. You're serious. Get fitted up. The vendor representative will be on site. So it's an impressive product, to say the least. Very impressive. Like, wow.
The Epic Irons?
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Push carts. Get Dad a push cart. Maybe he wants to walk some. Doesn't want to carry the bag. Maybe he wants to walk some. Get him a push cart. Push carts are great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All kind of, we got accessories, knickknacks, putters, drivers, wedges, hybrids, fairways, bags.
Yeah, if I hadn't had gotten a bag in a while, there's a lot of new, great new bags out there. They got all the pockets you need, all the dividers you need, can carry
coolers.
Everything you need, coolers.
Yeah, maybe Dad needs a new belt. We carry like the coolest
belts. I call the cooler the tea pocket, basically.
Dr. Parker.
Yes, sir.
We've been just kind of yakking on about specials at the Ed and Watts Golf Shop. Tell us some things that come down.
I'll be looking that way, too. All right. Yeah, I'll be coming down that way. Looking for wedges.
Make some suggestions at the World Golf Hall of Fame for Dad.
Oh, well, you got to come in. You got to check out the new exhibits, the player's experience. Certainly try our simulator. We have 165 golf courses on that. That would give you a great chance to hone your game a little bit, as well as the two different putting courses, one from about 1900 and one that recreates three clutch putts from the Ryder Cup, Solheim Cup, and the President's Cup. So a lot to see and do in there.
Wow. So if you're a great ball striker and want to play some of the greatest holes in the world, check out that sim because they can set it up for you. And you think you're a great putter from the 1900s, get on those greens because they'll actually be using a hickory stick. Is that correct?
That's correct. And an old 1898 Haskell golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Haskell.
Nice.
Wow. What about Haskell real quick before we slide into our first break? Tell us a little bit about Haskell golf balls.
Haskell golf balls were the very first wound ball. Now, if some of your listeners ever played with Bellottas, then they know exactly what I'm talking about. Soft cover, wound with almost rubber bands. And that was the first wound ball, 1898, the Haskell ball. Replaced the old gutta percha, the gutty.
Now, was A.J. Spalding involved with Haskell at all?
I don't think so initially. I think he was kind of a designer and playing around. Of course, you know, at that time, they were playing with all different types of centers for golf balls, everything from mercury to iron filings to hair to you name it, whatever seemed to work.
Mm-hmm.
But Haskell came up with the first really wound ball around a solid core, and it immediately took off and replaced the old cutties.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know golf balls are unique. We could probably talk for hours on golf balls. You know, I was going through a flea market in Orlando years ago, and you'll find it's cool, and you can tell our listeners maybe a little bit about it. I was going through a shoebox of golf balls at this one little booth, and my eye picked up on this one called U.S. Tiger.
Hmm.
I go, well, that's interesting, and I pick it up, and I'm looking at it. It's like, well, that's not a normal golf ball. I mean, there's no – it's not. It's different. It looked like it was wood.
Now, how long ago was this, Tom?
This was
about 1880s, 1890s, something like that.
The ball, not me.
Thank
Tom was there.
Hey, well done, Tony. We teed it up for you, and you ripped that persimmon block Byron Nelson driver right down the center like he did. Thank you very much, sir.
This was in 1984, I found this golf ball. And I say, wow, what is this? And she goes, that doesn't matter. You can have it.
Oh.
So I, like, put it in my pocket, said, thank you, ma'am, very, very much. I'll put this in my collection. So I kind of researched it, and U.S. Tiger was a ball that was one of those that came out during World War II. Was there, like, a ball issue with materials during World War II, Dr. Parker?
Well, because of the need for rubber, then that was the golf balls were not being made. And then you find out that a lot of the prisoners of war and different ones, because they missed the golf course quite a lot, would use everything from the soles of shoes to grass to all types of material, anything they get their hands on to make a golf ball.
Hmm.
And whether it be carved wood, whether it be could be anything made out of tin, because again the war effort demanded the use of rubber.
Wow. So I got a. It's one of my neat golf balls. I don't have that many in my collection, but that's kind of cool. You know, I know there were a lot of material issues during World War II,
mm-hmm.
For metals, for ammunition, and battleships, anything metal.
Yeah.
So even golf clubs became. There was a shortage there. They, you know, the manufacturers of golf clubs were actually making materials to support the war.
That's right. And of course, a lot of golf courses, you know,
were airfields.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or raise cattle like Augusta National. Mm. Use it to raise cows and turkeys.
All right. Well, we got the magic music. Dr. Parker, don't go away. We're going to be back after our first break here on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, brought to you by the World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum. Happy Father's Day. And we're Ping Golf. Play your best.
Live on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
You never have to miss an interview on 1010 XL. If you do, just go to 1010XL.com on demand. I'm Cece Underwood, and I'll sell your home in 60 days or I'll sell it for free. Visit sellingwithcece.com.
Calling all dads. Edwin Watts Golf Shops knows what you really want for Father's Day. New golf gear. Pick up the Bushnell Tour V4 Shift, Pro X2, or the Neo Ion GPS Watch. Now each $50 off. And score two dozen Wilson Duo golf balls for just $30. Try the hottest drivers on the market like the TaylorMade M1 and M2 or the Callaway Epic. Hard to shop for, Dad? Gift cards are available in any amount. And if your gift isn't up to par, you'll have 90 days to exchange it. Edwin Watts has you covered, Dad.
Need a roof? Let me tell you about S&C Square Contracting. They just put a roof on my neighbor's house, and his wife couldn't be happier. They were helpful with his insurance claim, their work was impeccable, and they kept the job site clean. Now, I worked in construction for years, and I got to tell you, I know quality materials and quality workmanship. S&C Square is the roofing company I'd recommend to family, friends, and you. Call 524-8621, 524-8621, S&C Square Roofing with integrity.
Being a fan means knowing the best is yet to come. And at Boston's, you've got a lot to look forward to. There's a lot to root for here, from our pizzas and pastas to our burgers, wings, and more. We've got a new menu with the same goal, making you a fan and keeping you one, season after season. Stop in for a drink, watch a game, and check out over 80 amazing menu items. If you've been here before or just joining us for the first time, we'll make you a fan. Check out Boston's.com today to learn more or visit your nearest Boston's. Find us off I-95 in the River City Marketplace or visit Boston's.
1010XL has your tickets to one of NASCAR's most exciting nighttime races, the Coke Zero 400, powered by Coca-Cola, in Daytona, July 1st. Celebrate Independence Weekend in the new Motorsports Stadium. Here's how you can win. Who is the youngest driver to win the Coke Zero 400, powered by Coca-Cola? Text keyword Daytona and the correct answer to 641-1010 now for your chance to win tickets to the big race.
Ponte Vedra, live local radio for Jacksonville. 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Divorce, menonly.com. This is Kenny Lay of Kenny Lay & Associates. Our firm specializes in representing men in family law. That's all we do. That's our only focus. We can help with all of your family law needs, such as divorce, custody, alimony, and child support. For over a decade, we have helped thousands of men with these types of issues. We even have an appellate division ready to challenge a judge's ruling. If you need a family law attorney, go to divorcemenonly.com. Divorcemenonly.com. Offices, Jacksonville.
My name is John Funches. I am the manager for Conservation and Efficiency Field Services for JEA. For many customers, irrigation accounts for 30 to 40% of their water usage. Things that can increase your water consumption while irrigating: misaligned sprinkler heads, broken sprinkler heads, damaged irrigation lines, bad timer settings. I also recommend to use the moisture meter to check the moisture levels of the yard. The best way to conserve water is use only what you need when you need it.
Find tips for conserving 10% at jea.com/water conservation.
If you need to sell your home and you want it sold fast, pick up the phone and call me, Cece Underwood, and my team to get your home sold today. I need sellers. Our homes are getting multiple offers. One home even had 17 offers. We're looking for sellers everywhere, from the beaches to Fernandina to Nocatee. Our homes are going under contract within a few days. We will bring the buyers to you and get your home sold. Call me at 302-4800 or visit sellingwithcece.com.
Keller Williams, Jacksonville Realty.
If you bleed teal and black, we've got your back.
We are
1010 XL, 92.5 FM, home of the Jaguars. The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Golly, I had to two-putt because I only hit it 50 feet from the hole.
What would the tour players do nowadays in the U.S. Open?
If they had adversity, real adversity? Yeah.
If they had to have their clubs taken away and the golf ball materials taken away,
mm-hmm.
what would they do? What would Kevin Na say about playing golf?
Well, back in the day, it was all about doing whatever you had to do to post that score. You had to be able to hit shots with all the clubs in your bag.
To be more creative.
Every professional golfer, Tom, had to be able to hit a 2-iron, a 3-iron flush.
Yeah, Dr. Parker, you can attest to this. Mm-hmm. I remember playing as old as I am or feel sometime.
Did you say 1800?
I remember back in the, you know, and this is in the 70s and the 80s. We're still playing persimmon woods.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And people don't realize how persimmon is. Persimmon is wood that if you were to cut it, it looks like a bunch of straws. And, you know, when they would heat oil, harden, whatever, they didn't dip the persimmon in the oil. They would hold it above heated oil, and the vapors would be sucked up right into the wood through the straws. And that's how they oil harden persimmon wood. Well, did you know, folks, that during a round of golf, as the humidity changed, your swing weight increased in your driver? Your persimmon fairways. So what you're swinging, your static weight started to change. And you had to be able to play with that and adjust with it. It wasn't something you were conscious of. You were just playing.
Yep.
But you had to feel that. Today, with the 10-piece wound, the 10-piece non-wound eccentric galactic golf balls, you know, the players, and they're like Caddy Mike said in break, these balls are finely tuned on IT tech machines
RPMs
for each
for
individual player. Okay, and the balls are marked and they're given to the player, and oh no, I hit my ball offline in the fescue. Oh, it's got to be the ball, like John Rahm when he threw his ball away yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dr. Parker, you've got to have some great stories. Oh, Tommy Bolt, maybe. Subliminal message there. A little anger on the golf course. You know, events like this can really bring out the true individual, yes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Tommy Bolt, he's a perfect example. Of course, you know, he always said, if you're going to throw your clubs, always throw it forward.
Forward, so it's on your way to the next shot.
Yes. That's right, yeah.
Yes. A good tip.
Mm-hmm. You know, but, yeah, you'll see it every once in a while. And of course, I mean, frustration when you're in the high pressure of a U.S. Open Championship in particular, where they already make the golf courses more difficult than pretty much anywhere else. It comes to the fore pretty quickly. I mean, I've seen Tiger bury a wedge when he mishit a sand shot. I've seen clubs thrown back to the bag and bags kicked and balls kicked and thrown. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's all there. And it shows a true character. I mean, Ricky Fowler yesterday, when he missed those bogey, bogey, bogey three in a row, you really didn't see him lose composure.
Yeah.
Oh, he was
he
great.
He really stayed with it.
Yeah, and that's where you're going to
give him credit for that.
That's where you're going to see players that are going to do well in an event and players that are not going to do well in an event. If you wear your emotions on your sleeve and everything is dire, you know, if you missed a chip and you throw your club, well, when you make a putt, you better kiss your putter. You know, like you've got to level out your expectations and your emotions, because if they're really high on one end and really low on the other end, you're going to beat yourself up and you're not going to perform to your best.
Yeah, well, Bobby Jones said that championship golf is played on a 5.5-inch golf course. That's the space between your ears.
That's
ears.
3 inches for me, sir.
Yeah, well, even like Paul Azinger was mentioning something on the air yesterday about like a balance sheet. You have to keep a balance sheet going. You don't want to make too many big highs or too many big lows in a U.S. Open type event, because then it can get you off real quickly.
Yeah, and you fall out of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, rhythm's the key, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, something that John Rahm, you know, kind of still on that topic, it was a sad display on television, unfortunately, but, you know, something he could have kept in mind, that as long as he were to, you know, if he were to say to himself, as long as I keep enjoying my golf, then hopefully I'll be able to play well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to remember, he's still a really young guy. He had been on the tour, but what, a year? That's his first year out.
How many clubs did Jack Nicklaus throw as a young man?
And Leslie made a great point of this earlier. I think, you know, he is 22. He's a 22-year-old millionaire who plays golf for a living. So there should have been an early adjustment to and it's enough to, it's a, you know, the excuse is I'm super competitive. Well, golf requires an even keel in order to be successful over the long haul.
People,
they love John Rahm. He's a big star now. He's going to be a great player, it looks like, for a long time. They cover characters like him. So he's going to be on TV a lot. And I think over time he'll learn because his performance, he's going to – somebody else, Tim Mickelson, his coach or somebody like that, his instructor or somebody else like maybe Sergio or somebody will say – because it took Sergio a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Will
I think
say,
he's still working on that.
Hey, buddy, you know, just we want you fired up. And if it's like a Ryder Cup, that's different. But to play stroke play, 72-hole stroke play golf over the course of a season requires – a little bit of a different attitude, I think.
Yeah, I feel like as soon as one of the younger players on tour finds a veteran player that's
like
been
a mentor.
On tour, that's like a mentor, like Jason Day kind of turned to Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods turned to
Mark O'Meara.
You know, they find somebody that they gravitate to, that their personalities mesh. I think John Rahm should probably have like a heart-to-heart with Sergio.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Sergio in like 2 years from now, though. Sergio.
So when Jason went to Tiger, did Tiger pass on his physical ailments? Because Jason's really not in good shape right now.
He was standing too close. but just the mentality of, yes, you know, Tiger was so intense, but he also, as he progressed, started to started to calm down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that having that mentor and somebody that you look up to telling you, hey, you got to keep your cool. You've got to keep everything keep your composure. That's going to affect them more than just social media being like, look at his blow up. He's so stupid. You know, he's silly. He's young. And, you know, all these things.
Well, you got to remember when these young guys, I mean, 22 years old, and you find success immediately, then there's added pressure of your sponsors. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have to perform. And then, of course, when you're making that kind of money, you're thinking, okay, I need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That adds a lot. That's why you have the sophomore slump, where you have a great first rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
And the second year, you're kind of...
There's all this pressure.
Non-pressure. Yeah, because of all the media attention, because of the fan attention, and the demands of both fans and sponsors. You don't really get a chance to be yourself anymore.
Well, it's what I find interesting, who beat themselves... are the top three players in the world aren't in for the weekend.
That's
surprising.
This is Dr. Parker, is this like a record? I mean, how many years? I mean, this is like never happened, no?
Well, I mean, what they said, the top 10 have not won a major at all, and all the top, only one of the top 10 in the world are in the weekend play. I mean, that's
yeah, it's Sergio,
I've heard of that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agent Gibbs, you want to tune in on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, like I was saying before, it's the first time since they introduced the World Golf Rankings in, 86, that the first three have missed the cut in a major.
Wow. Now, I know that one of the top three made the statement about fairways are 400 yards wide. If you miss them, you might as well go home.
And he went home.
He's got a nice house, but he went home.
Yeah.
Rory. I love Rory. He's entertaining. I think Rory is like a lightning bolt kind of a player. What I mean by that, Dr. Parker, is super highs. And if he misses the cut, no big deal.
Yeah.
He wants to leave a legacy of major championship victories.
Yeah.
That's his goal. Now, the last 2 or 3 years, he's had a lot of issues with injuries and equipment changes and this and that and the other. Because like 3 years ago, Rory had it all down.
Yeah.
He was beating everybody's brains out.
Yeah.
But then that fluke kickabout accident things like that. It's been kind of a roller coaster ride. I don't think Rory had played enough golf, and he was really into it. And when Rory's not really focused all the way in, he can kind of – it's like Phil does now. It's like, well, I'm entertaining the crowd, but if I don't win this week, no big deal. I'm still Phil. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, that kind of tells me there's too much money being paid out.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, isn't he there to play the game, not to please the crowds?
Well, when you got a winner's check of over $2 million this week, Yeah, I think my concentration would be more on the course than it would be the crowds. But then again, when you've got $70 million a year coming in income, both sponsorship.
Just because of sponsors, yeah.
Yep. What's another $2 million?
Mm-hmm. Well, what's really cool is, you know, this guy here that I'm going to bring up, it's amazing how often in, like, major events, this guy all of a sudden decides to show up and play golf, Paul Casey.
Mm-hmm. Wow. He's doing great this week.
I tell you, the most important thing, I was impressed with him yesterday because he had a very good – first round, 6 under. Then he made a triple bogey 8 on a par 5
yep.
hole, knocked him all the way down to 3. And they're saying, ah, you can't do that in the U.S. Open. You can make a, you're going to make bogeys. Everybody's going to make bogeys here, bogey there, mm-hmm. but you can't just throw those strokes away because they're hard to get back. Mm-hmm. And then he birdied 5 holes. He made another bogey. So in 2 yep. holes, he was 4 over. And then he birdied 5 holes consecutively to get back to where he was. So that right. took some intestinal fortitude, refocusing, as Leslie said. Okay, he probably said, or his caddy or both said, well, it's the second round. I'm 3 under in the U.S. Open. I would have taken that on, you know, Thursday morning and then really played well. So he's got the kind of game, too, that he just hasn't broken through. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens on the weekend. Long way to go.
Dr. Parker.
Yes, sir.
The course, you know, there was a lot of chit chat and, you know, comments being thrown around before the event. You know, obviously a lot of guys psyched themselves out before they even got to the practice tee on round one.
True.
Due to that fact, you know, throughout history, the USGA seems to, you know, and I can promise you, you saw it yesterday and the conditions have been favorable, but, and if they stay favorable, doesn't matter. The USGA is going to make sure that this course grows some teeth for the weekend, right?
Well, yeah, they have to. I mean, and two, the fact that Erin Hills, everybody's saying, was such a new course. But that's not unusual for the USGA to do that. I mean, in 1965, when Gary Player won at Belle Reve.
St. Louis.
That
course was only 5 years old. And nobody really complained about it then, certainly not Gary.
And Belle Reve, and folks, I've looped it. I've been in open qualifying there. I'm mostly from there, I'd say. I'm a mutt, but that's kind of where I put my stake. Mm-hmm. Belle Reve is a what I call like a big guy's, a big golfer's course. And in back then, that was a massive golf course to open up and bring the pros to.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and they will toughen it up. I mean, certainly – when Johnny Miller won at Oakmont, they felt that they had eased it up because the previous year it had been at Wingfoot and it had been, not a disaster, but they said
yeah, par. Irwin was like 7 exactly. over par he won, with
exactly.
7 over, something like that.
At Wingfoot, mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. And so then they determined, well, we're not going to make it so easy that somebody can do what Johnny Miller did, shoot a 63 again, or 7 under. Well, guess what? Thursday we had 65,
which was 7 under on a par 72.
And
that's
then,
right.
Matsuyama yesterday.
Did it yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Who really had a chance to go 8 under.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it will toughen up. And, of course, well, same thing in 1992 at Pebble, you know, when Tom Kite won there. The first 3 days were just very calm. Weather was really good. Very low scores going in.
Mm-hmm.
By the final round, there were 27 players within 5 shots of the leader. Of course, after Sunday,
that was brutal on Sunday.
Well, 17
watching everybody shoot 80
scores of 80 or worse.
Yeah.
Only 4 guys shot par or better. The average that day was 77.3.
Mm-hmm. They're supposed to get some wind. Yes, they're supposed to get wind on Sunday. It's going
right.
to cool
and
off
rain.
A little bit, and what those greens are all elevated.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It provides a
bowls.
Different challenge, doesn't it, Leslie? Mm-hmm. When they're elevated, and you can't really run that ball up there. You're going to have to fly the ball mm-hmm. to certain.
Yeah, this is where elevation, folks, especially here in Florida, that's 5 degrees of elevation change. So when you get Dad that laser rangefinder from your local Ed and Watts Golf Shop, make sure you know if they're just an average golfer, they're not going to be playing tournaments. Get them a slope model.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it'll really help. It'll also help speed up play.
I remember growing up in high school, there was this course that we played, and it had a bowl, an upside down bowl green. Mm-hmm. And it sloped off to the sides before it even got to the fringe. And then there was the fringe, and then there was very deep rough all around.
Nasty.
And it was my nemesis hole. It was a really short par 4, so my drive would go all the way down there. And this is before I was a good wedge player. And I just, every single time, unless you hit that flat part in the middle on the very top, your ball was rolling off the back, off the side, off the side. And then if you putt it, if you don't hit it hard enough, it's coming right back to you.
Well, speaking of coming right back to you, there's our magic music from Agent Gibbs. We've got to slide into our next break here on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. We've been speaking with Dr. Tony Parker, historian from the World Golf Village Hall of Fame and Museum. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour brought to you by the World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum and Ping Golf.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Hurt. Who throws a shoe?
Helmets and heels.
Honestly.
Built by Dreamfinders Homes and presented by Underwood Jewelers and American Window Products. Tuesday nights at 7
on 1010XL.
Father's Day is next Sunday. Spend time with your dad at the World Golf Village on Sunday, June 18th. Bring your dad to play the Slammer and Squire for $79 or the King and Bear for $89. They'll buy you both lunch, and your dad will receive a free sleeve of Titleist golf balls. Or bring your junior out for a fun 9-hole par 3 event at the Slammer and Squire for only $50. Learn more about the Father's Day specials at golfwgv.com/specials. Restrictions apply.
This laugh has been years in the making. Because when Pat was a smoker, she couldn't laugh without coughing. So she laughed a lot less. But with one-on-one coaching, she's now cigarette-free. Which means a lot more of this. When her granddaughter wants to have tickle fights. Aetna, you don't join us. We join you. Find out more at AetnaWeJoinYou.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on all kinds of jobs around your property with a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor. The Kubota BX is gentle on turf, but has the power and versatility to handle a wide range of garden and yard chores. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit Coastal Equipment Systems of Florida and Putsch's Tractor Depot Incorporated. Or find your local Kubota dealer online at FloridaKubotaDealers.com.
There's the pitch.
Help local kids who don't have the means to play baseball get their chance at the Walk-Off Charities First Pitch, Friday, June 23rd at the baseball grounds. Great food and drink and a celebrity home run hitting contest. Get tickets at walkoffcharities.com.
Did you know when you buy a diamond at Global Diamonds today for $3,000, you can come back a year from now and trade it up to a larger diamond, and we'll give you $3,300 towards the new stone. Wait, did you catch that? We'll pay you more than you paid us. 10% more when you upgrade to a larger diamond. It's Global Diamonds' 110% upgrade guarantee. Buy a diamond, keep it for at least 12 months, and we'll give you 110% of your original purchase price toward a new diamond. Who else does that? It's just another way Global Diamonds is changing the game in jewelry retailing here. We're Jacksonville's direct diamond importer, with more diamonds than you've ever seen in one place at prices you never thought possible. Say goodbye to old-style jewelry retailing and discover Global Diamonds, the only store here owned by a major diamond wholesaler based overseas. More diamonds, higher quality, better service, and groundbreaking warranties and guarantees. Global Diamonds, official jeweler of the Jacksonville Jaguars, at the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
The flagship station of the Jaguars, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Beef here for Big Number One Duval Ford, and they've done it again. It's the May-June Military and First Responders Appreciation Sale. Get $1,000 Military First Responder Cash Bonus on all new 2016-2017 Ford trucks in stock. Save up to $4,500 on 17 Model Year Fusion, Explorer, Mustang, and Escape. Get up to $5,500 on 17 Focus, up to $8,500 on 17 Expedition, and up to $11,380 on 17 F-150 EcoBoost Crew Cabs. Don't miss this incredible sales event at Big Number on Duval Ford and DuvalFord.com.
Hi, it's Lauren Brooks from Helmets and Heels. We know one of our own, Donna Murphy, has already made the move to Nocatee. Well, Dreamfinders Homes is providing you the most affordable way to enjoy all of the amenities and convenience of living in Nocatee. Starting in just the 230s, the Palms at Nocatee Townhomes is over halfway sold out. Visit a model today and get in while you can. Built only by Dreamfinders Homes, it's the Palms Townhomes at Nocatee. Dreamfinders Homes, the mark of a quality home.
Brakes for less is what we do. We know drums, rotors, pads, and shoes. If there's a squeal in your wheel, come see the best. 733-STOP.
Brakes for less.
All we do
are brakes for less.
1010XL.
Did you hear the voice, too? Did you hear it?
1010XL.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
It's more than that. It's perfect.
Jacksonville Sports Radio, 1010XL, 92.5 FM. You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
We are back here on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour this beautiful Saturday morning. We're here live every Saturday, 10 to 11. We're with Dr. Anthony Tony Superman Parker, historian from the World Golf Hall of Fame Museum, caddy Mike Carrillo, Leslie Fisher, LPGA at Windsor Park, Agent Gibbs. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro. We're just sitting here talking U.S. Open. And, hey, everybody, have your picks ready at the end of the show because we're going to find out who knows stuff, right? Ladies, it may be Father's Day weekend and Father's Day, but don't forget, check out EWGA.com. That's the Executive Women's Golf Association here in the Northeast Florida region. Mm-hmm. I think you'll be surprised. It's a great place to make new friends, have camaraderie, and play in a lot of golf events throughout the season and have a really wonderful time and also improve your game. We are Edwin Watts Golf, the home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now we have a 50% trade-in bonus for tailor-made products. So you get a 50% extra 50% on your trade value. And launched yesterday, you get an extra 50% trade value on Callaway. New qualifying current product. So check it out. And check out the three locations here in Jacksonville area. Ponte Vedra Beach, A1A and Butler, and back of the Home Depot Plaza. Superstore on Phillips Highway at Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall. Orange Park on Wells Road, and do your shopping for your Father's Day, Dad, Granddad.
Let's make sure we include stepdads. I have a tremendous admiration for stepdads who love other people's children, you know, mm-hmm. and bring them into the fold and raise them as if they're their own. So they mm-hmm. also do a tremendous job out there, that is for sure.
And Dr. Parker, here's a store that you probably would like to visit because they have memorabilia. That's Showtime Sports Cards and Collectibles right next door to the Superstore, my Superstore on Shad Road in Phillips. They've got some golf memorabilia in there. You probably have a collection yourself, don't you, Dr. Parker?
They have one of our signed, autographed, Edwin Watts posters in there.
Oh, that's coming.
that's priceless.
That's right. How much this is? Oh, we can't put a price on
it. It's priceless.
Dr. Parker, what's your most prized possession?
Oh, geez. I mean, I am a bibliophile, so I've got a lot of first edition golf books that go Ooh. Back quite a ways, and I've got couple of Tom Stewart putters and a couple other little prizes around here that I won't divulge at the moment, but quite proud of. I still play Hickory clubs on occasion as much as I can.
Do you play in any of the Hickory events that go on around the country?
I don't, mainly because I'm working all the time, which is not really work, but there you go. But no, I'd love to. I'd love to get into some of these things. I do go to the Golf Collectors Society annual meetings, and they do have hickory tournaments there. But as of yet, I've usually had meetings when those are going on.
All right, speaking of older equipment, we were sitting here around the table mm-hmm. chatting under the old oak tree during break, and it's like I've always thought it would be wonderful for the PGA to have one tour event a year where – they had to play a wound ball.
Ooh.
They had to have a blade putter. They were allowed one extra wedge besides their pitching wedge in the bag.
Right.
They had to carry a one iron, and they had to play persimmon woods.
Ooh.
And I think that would be a phenomenal four-day event to see who really is the best swinger and ball striker out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what we did during the Northern Trust? We sent some hickory drivers. We sent some persimmon head drivers from the 1930s and 40s. We sent the first Big Bertha and TaylorMade burner mm-hmm. from 1990. Sent two of those out there, and let the pros hit them on the driving range. And it was interesting. Although I will say, Rory McIlroy, hit the Hickory driver 220 yard carry.
Ooh,
nice.
For that. And I think it was Kevin Na says he hit better with a Persimmon driver than he did with his own, and he went back and put that in his bag, and we had to tell him, no, that's not yours.
Maybe Kevin had that in the first 2 days of the Open this week, no?
Hey, maybe.
That's
maybe.
Why he did so well. He didn't have it on his practice round.
The fescue, didn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think that'd be great. I think they should have, Sandy Lyle, a good Hall of Fame member, has won the International Hickory Championship twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so when Sandy Lyle was on his game in the mid-1980s, winning the Open and the Masters in 88, Players champion, he was very solid ball contact. I mean, you look at the drivers. Remember the expression "hitting it on the screws"? Mm-hmm. Well, that's because
there were
screws in the
screws
center.
Holding the face.
I have a couple of those
club face and a couple on the bottom and on the metal sole plate in my Tony Penna. Yeah. So to be honest with you, I don't know how Leslie and Tom feel about this. Leslie might be too young, but I'm glad I learned how to play golf with smaller head equipment, blade, clubs, only one sand iron. So I had to figure stuff out.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, well, is this the 48-degree shot or the 51-degree shot or the 52-degree shot? You grab the club that had S on the bottom or said sand wedge. If you're lucky, I had a Sam Snead Blue Ridge.
Right.
And then you learned how to do different things.
For me, it was Hogan Apex. But
there you go. Right.
There you go.
Yeah, I had a set of 47 Silver Scots.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a member at Westwood, one of the clubs I looped at in St. Louis, somebody had tossed a Spalding Dynamiter wedge. Remember those?
Well, that's going back before
my
time.
And I didn't
that's
have
1800s, Leslie. Don't feel bad you don't know what that is.
Up to that time, I played golf with a one iron, through pitching wedge. I had no extra utility wedge, so I took that out of the trash can, and it was phenomenal. I learned how to hit it from any place, any shot. It was great. What a great wedge.
Yeah.
So that's the stuff I see missing. And it's obvious because these players out there get in positions on the golf course, and they've got X number clubs in their bag.
Right.
Not like Bobby Jones Day where you could carry, 26 clubs or something like that?
Well, that was Bobby never played with steel shafted clubs until the very first Masters. And there's Craig Wood had 28 clubs. Lawson Little, when he won the U.S. Amateur, had 31 clubs.
Dude, I feel so bad for that caddy.
Wow. Yeah.
Speaking of wedges.
So it's funny.
Your player advocates only having two wedges in a bag, limiting it to two.
See, so I think it's funny, as I watch the golf tournaments and the guy hits the ball there, and I'll tell Jackie, I'm like, watch, this guy won't know what to do. He won't know how to hit the shot.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it's like, really? This guy's got a tour card and he can't hit that shot?
Oh, it's not perfectly flat.
It's almost like Q School needs to broaden their vision to where you not only have to qualify as a player being able to shoot low, but I think you should have to have shot making capabilities
like
that are part of that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh? What do you say?
Well, I'll tell you, I had a fella get in touch with us a while back, and he donated to us two 16 millimeter movies, and it was both "How to Play Better Golf" by Sam Snead, 1988.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that actually was the major part of the film was how to shoot fades, how to shoot draws around trees, how to hit certain types of shots.
Yep.
And it was all about shot making.
Absolutely. That's it. I've got some video of some of the greats, Lloyd Mangrum, Tommy Bolt, Snead, and they're all doing specific. They go all the way through the bag.
Right.
You know, like Bolt, he's hitting a driver. And the caddy would carry a bag, and there was like 12, 13 balls in the bag.
Right.
And they would dump it out at the player at where they were going to hit from, and they'd run all the way down the fairway with a flag. And they'd stand there with the pin.
Hit at me.
Yep.
Right? So I've got this film of Mr. Bolt hitting driver at 250 yards, right? The caddy, out of 15 balls, the longest step he made was two steps away from where he was standing with a driver at 250 yards, and that was unedited. Okay, so I've got the film of these guys going through the bag, hitting one irons and twos, threes, all the way through the sand wedge.
Yeah.
And you know who they put in with the sandwich? That was Julius Burrows, right? Uh-huh. Swing easy, hit hard.
Yep.
Okay, so I think it'd be great if the PGA part of the qualifying, the Q School, nowadays would be, let's see what shots you really got in the bag, dude, before we hand you this card and put you out in front of the world.
And do it with limited clubs.
That's it. Hey, all right. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of golf courses, Dr. Parker, you've been obviously to quite a few of these. This would be a great open to visit. 7,800 plus yards.
The longest, absolutely the longest out there. And, of course, it was designed that way. But you notice that it seems the longer these courses are getting, the scores are getting better. I mean, these guys, what, Dustin yesterday, 620 yards, driver 3 wood, and he went over the ground.
Yeah, there's 4 par 4s over 600, and they're hitting there in 2 shots.
That's right.
There's 3 or 4 par 4s over 500 yards.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with all the technology and drivers and golf
it's
balls
a driver
and,
7 iron.
And club shafts now.
That's right.
Yeah, the playing field is kind of leveled for long hitters.
Mm-hmm. So,
but it's around the green, which has always been more important. How are you chipping and who's making putts that day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, putting is the thing.
I think the ball, like Mr. Nicklaus said several years ago, by the way.
4 years ago at Memorial.
Yeah.
You know what it was.
The ball has to be addressed.
Yes.
You know, I think it's irrelevant. If you go to a casino and you sit down at the $10 table, the $20 table, you're still betting a chip.
Yep.
Okay? And in golf, I don't see it's any difference. If it's relevant. If you have a ball and the average on the PGA Tour is 300 yards and you gear back and the average becomes 250, everything else is going to be back down the same
geared
on the
back.
Same level. It's geared back.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, you hanging around these guys and out there, you're in the know. Is there any more talk of the USGA? I know about 4 years ago they started testing and testing and testing. Have you heard anything new that maybe they're going to go after the ball and kind of gear it back?
No, they're still talking about it, but, you know, they're not going to do anything. The manufacturers won't let them.
The manufacturers won't do it, and the amateurs won't do it.
Yeah,
they want to use what technology has done. People like my father, a Ping golf ambassador like my father, has used the lighter weight shafts, the oversized heads, the maximum technology in the driver to get some of those yards back to be able to still play golf. If he was using the old Tony Pennant persimmon driver and steel shafts and heavy clubs, and he would have a struggle.
Would have been discouraged. Yeah. And
right. So it's one of those things that, you know, I understand what Jack is saying. Of course, he outdrove everybody back then, so it was kind of like, we wish you wouldn't hit it that far back then, Jack. But from a standpoint of the business, and by the business, I mean the industry, I just don't think in my lifetime it's ever going to happen, because golfers are constantly wanting to improve, and then they want you to buy the same ball that Phil uses, or the same ball that Jordan uses.
All right, but what about? All right, well, that leads to the that leads to the conversation of, will there eventually, do you feel, Dr. Parker, be separate specialized rules for the amateur golfer versus the tour player?
You know, that's a big discussion nowadays, and I think that's where we're headed. I think they're loosening up a lot of the rules, and I think there should be more relaxed rules for the amateur. And stricter rules, or as strict rules as we have.
If you're playing casually as an amateur and not in a tournament, you know the rules, but you don't have to, as if somebody's looking at you with a high-def camera.
That's right.
All right, we have to slide out into our last break here on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. We are talking with Dr. Tony Parker, World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum historian. Katie, Mike Correo, Leslie Fisher, Agent Gibbs, and TA here. We come back. We're going to close out the show, and we're going to give our picks for this week's Open. So don't go away, Dr. Parker. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, brought to you by the World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum and Ping Golf.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
from the locker room to the 50-yard line, no one knows the Jaguars like Johnny O.
Can I see some documentation on that, please?
Catch Jaguars.com's John Osher with O Knows. Mondays on Jaguars Today from 10 to noon.
Brought to you by Florida Pump Service on 1010XL.
Calling all dads. Edwin Watts Golf Shops knows what you really want for Father's Day. New golf gear. Pick up the Bushnell Tour V4 Shift, Pro X2, or the Neo Ion GPS Watch. Now each $50 off. And score 24 Wilson Duo golf balls for just $30. Try the hottest drivers on the market like the TaylorMade M1 and M2 or the Callaway Epic. Hard to shop for, Dad? Gift cards are available in any amount. And if your gift isn't up to par, you'll have 90 days to exchange it. Edwin Watts has you covered, Dad.
Need a roof? Let me tell you about S&C Square Contracting. They just put a roof on my neighbor's house and his wife couldn't be happier. They were helpful with his insurance claim, their work was impeccable, and they kept the job site clean. Now, I worked in construction for years, and I got to tell you, I know quality materials and quality workmanship. SNC Square is the roofing company I'd recommend to family, friends, and you. Call 524-8621, 524-8621, SNC Square Roofing with integrity.
Hi, this is Joe and Liz Butler from Black Creek Outfitters.
For the past 30 years, we have been your locally owned outdoor store,
selling products from Patagonia, Outdoor Research, and Yakima.
We hope to go another 30.
So now, when you shop locally at Black Creek, you get the best price we can find on the internet.
We call it locally shown pricing.
When you come in, our staff will scan the internet for the best price, which is what you will pay at Black Creek.
You can shop locally knowing you are getting the best service and the best price.
Black Creek Outfitters, owned and operated by the Butler family since 1983.
Baloo here for the Blue Crab Crab House. Steamer pots with crab legs, shrimp, sausage, corn, and potatoes. Right now, under $20. How about a quarter-pound homemade hand-picked Maryland-style crab cakes with special sauce? Every day, the Blue Crab Crab House is open except for Monday. Doors open weekdays at 4:30. For reservations, call them 260-CRAB. The Blue Crab Crab House, San Jose and Julington Creek Road.
Home of the Jacksonville Jaguars, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, if you must move from your home, be sure to at least inventory your important personal property. Video with narration works fine. Number two, don't be lured into a confrontation or an argument. Walk away. Don't hand your wife an opportunity for an order of protection. And number three, always take time to prepare for hearings and depositions. Insist on a prep meeting, whether your lawyer thinks you need it or not. And finally, make sure that you've secured your private records, your email accounts, etc. If in doubt, set new passwords. For more info, check out dadsdivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state. But that's okay. Our attorneys in your state are.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Jacksonville area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com.
Cordell & Cordell, Jacksonville, Florida. Lauren Atkins, Florida resident partner. Announcers are not licensed attorneys.
We all have our mountains. The challenges that push us further. At Coors Light, our mountain is brewing the world's most refreshing beer. That's why all of our breweries cold lager to give Coors Light its signature crisp taste. It's why we cold filter to ensure brilliance and clarity. And it's why we package cold to seal in Coors Light's refreshing flavor. Because we believe every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
For over 40 years, Tobacco Cove has been Jacksonville's best location to experience premium pipes, tobacco, and cigars. And 2017 is no exception. Come see top brands, limited editions, and of course, all of your old favorite standbys. Our staff has over 50 years of combined experience in the tobacco business, providing a unique understanding of what will be the best choice for you. Tobacco Cove and Tobacco Cove West. Looking forward to serving you all of your pipe and cigar needs. We're more than a tobacco store. We're an experience. Bay Meadows Road and Roosevelt Boulevard.
Coherent thought.
Gallop. Gallop.
Gallop.
That's just me not being able to speak.
Is that okay?
The more you listen, the smarter you get.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Yes, it is. The Edwin Watts Golf Hour. Fastest 18 holes of Radio Golf in the world. Sitting here with Dr. Tony Parker, historian of World Golf Hall of Fame Museum, Leslie. Lovely Leslie. Check out lessonswithleslie.com. Book a lesson and improve your game. Caddy Mike Correo, he'll loop for you. He'll keep you down the middle. And Agent Gibbs in the box, keeping us going. I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro. All right, here we are in the last part of the show. Before we go, I want to thank Dr. Parker for visiting and staying with us for the hour. It's always fun, Dr. Parker, to have you on the air with us and talking to golf history and
keeps
stories.
Keeps us on our toes,
yep,
too.
Keep us alive. Mm-hmm. Who's your pick?
I'm still in counted Sergio out. And Martin Kammer, I think you might need to keep an eye on Martin today. I think he's going to make a charge.
All right.
I'd like to see Paul Casey, though. He deserves it.
All right, Leslie?
Look at him, Team Europe.
I pick Brooks Koepka.
Oh, he played good last week. Oh, that's a sneaky pick. You know, those ladies know it all. Caddy Mike.
Okay, right now I'm getting my new pick together. Thanks, Leslie.
I just blitzed him.
She blitzed me on it. Oh, boy. All right. I think Ricky can. This might be his week. I really do. Today is going to be a huge day because there's so many players at 7, 5, 6, 4, and some of them are going to play level or a few under and move up, and some of them are going to go off the map. So I'm going to take Ricky Fowler to win. I love Sergio's chances, if he has a good round today, but I'm going to pick Ricky Fowler.
Angel Gibbs.
I'm going to go a little bit of a wild card and go with the players' champion, Siwoo Kim.
Nice call.
All right. I'm really going to step out because I want this to happen so, so bad.
He's going to pick champ Cameron.
I am. Phil Mickelson.
Cameron champion.
Cameron champion, the
okay?
Amateur. Phil Mickelson.
Yeah.
All right. I really would. Would love
that
to see an
cool.
Amateur. That would be, that'd be, what is it, how long since Francis Cormet won?
1913.
There we go.
Well, now, wait a minute, Bobby Jones? No, he won it four
Bobby
times.
Jones.
There we go.
The US
Open. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so, that's who I'm always pulling for. If there's an amateur up on that leaderboard like that, and this guy's definitely in the hunt.
Yeah.
Okay, because he's figured it out. Keep it around par because the course is going to grow teeth, and everybody's going to come to par. Anyway, thank you, Dr. Parker.
Glad to be here.
We appreciate you, and we'll be talking with you again. You have been listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. And don't forget, folks, if you want to be inside the ropes, go to edwinwattsgolf.com, sign up with your email, and receive The Leading Edge. It's going to get you inside the ropes with the latest and greatest golf news, podcasts, swing secrets, new equipment coming out, you name it. Stop by your local Edwin Watts Golf Shops, 3 in Jacksonville, Northeast Florida, to service you. Orange Park on Wells Road, Shad Road in Phillips, 1 mile north of the Avenue Superstore. Ponte Vedra Beach Superstore at A1A and Butler. Stop in, pick up all the specials. For Father's Day, grandfathers, stepfathers, all dads. You're all awesome. And we couldn't do it without being supported by our families, too. All right? Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. Everybody be safe. Don't get too close to the grill. Don't eat too much. Enjoy the U.S. Open. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Shop, brought to you by the World Golf Hall of Fame Museum and Ping Golf. We'll see you down the fairway.
Happy Father's Day, everyone, especially my dad, Andy. Have a great day.